Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123 Radio Show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is Lori Tick of Michigan. I hope everyone is doing well. We're ready to go.
Yes, we'd love everybody calling, whether you're Democrat, Republican, Independent. We'd love to hear from everybody. The topic tonight, Season 3, Episode 15, Not All Heroes Wear Cape. The number to call, don't be shy, the number to call in tonight is 515-605-9802. Jack Smith is a special prosecutor. He has a reputation of a no-nonsense person. After 2 years of delays, stalling tactics, and ignoring the rule of law, Donald Trump and his unsafe cast of villains will get away, will get what they deserve, hopefully. Text messages, emails, and varying ways of communication between Trump administration chief of staff Matt Meadows have come to light. Many GOP members of Congress took part in fueling unfounded conspiracy theories by threatening our democracy. Many of these House Republican members are about to lead important committees, which is disturbing. They show a lack of intelligence and basic common decency promoted the coup attempt by Donald Trump on January 6, 2021. What lies ahead and where will this national nightmare come to an end? If Trump and his fellow insurrectionists and traitors don't get justice that they deserve for gaslighting our democracy, what does it say about our justice system? Will Congressman Jim Jordan, former chief of staff at the White House, Mark Meadows, Gina Thomas, and others, players, be exposed and punished for undermining America, or are they bigger than the law? As I say, call in 515-605-9802. Say your first name and where you're calling from, and please don't have your TV or anything on in the background. It's annoying, and you'll be hung up on. Thanks for sharing across social media. You can subscribe to us at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. Let's get cooking. Okay, so first on the agenda is Mark Meadows and his emails that came out a couple of days back. And the schemes to overturn the 2020 elections. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was directly involved at major intersections of President Trump's efforts to overcome the 2020 presidential elections. What follows is a detailed timeline of all the publicity or publicly available information. The House Committee on Oversight and Reform sent Meadows a request to appear for a transcribed interview several weeks ago, and the evidence, among other questions, whether Congress should coordinate with the Justice Department so as not to tread on any potential criminal investigations. So about 30 Congress people were in on these text messages. And some of them even asked for pardons. If you didn't do anything wrong, why are you asking for pardons? That don't make any sense.
Nope. Absolutely doesn't make sense. And let's go over the highlights of the timeline, the Mark Meadows timeline. The first thing is Meadows and Giuliani created a parallel track to raise election fraud claims. The Trump campaign staff picked up on Meadows' theory that tens of thousands of illegal aliens voted in Arizona. Number three, Meadows helped introduce President Trump to DOJ official Jeffrey Clark, who was plotting to oust the acting general and use the Justice Department to overturn election results in Georgia. Number four, Meadows expressed upset, along with Trump, in response to Attorney General Barr's having told the Associated Press there's no election fraud that could have affected the outcome in the election. Number five, Meadows made a surprise visit to Georgia, where he met the Secretary of State's lead elections adjudicator, Trump called her the next day on Meadows' suggestion and in the call urged her to find fraud in the Fulton County. Meadows then arranged and participated in the call in which Trump asked Georgia Secretary of State Raffensperger to find 11,780 votes. And during the call, Meadows asked the Georgia officials to share voting data, even after they told him they could not because it was protected by law. In several communications with the Justice Department in violation of White House and DOJ contact policy, Meadows pressured the department to investigate baseless allegations of election fraud. Then Acting Secretary of Defense Chief of Staff Kash Patel says he spoke to Meadows nonstop on January 6th. And number nine, in his final days in office, Trump hoped to issue preemptive pardons for Meadows, Giuliani, and partially and possibly himself. I mean, what does that say? Mark Meadows is in
corruption.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's in very
just like Giuliani, and just like you know, Giuliani and the white supremacist guy, Bannon. You know, they're deep. You know, I mean, eyeball deep. You know, and on election night, we can remember that Giuliani proposed that Trump and people in the White House say, and I quote, "Just say we won in several swing states." And you know, Meadows thought Giuliani's argument was both incoherent and irresponsible. And he thought that it shouldn't be that, and we can't do that because, you know, it's swing states and, you know, all the results didn't come in that very same night. So the morning after the election, November 4th, Clita Mitchell, dispatched by Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, to help Trump campaign in Georgia. Remember, this is one day after the election. And because he was worried about Georgia, losing Georgia, Trump's lead kept shrinking. You know, so Donald Trump is one corrupt bastard ever since his days in New York as a land developer. And, you know, nothing he says can be trusted because he's proven what a fraud he is. And to show you what a fraud he is, he has have this these trading cards, the FTX trading cards online because what's happening now, some of his lawyers are suing him for money. And it just proves how dangerous and loudmouth psycho he can be, you know. You know, for all intents and, purposes, you know, I hope. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, 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 it's okay.
Go, Mike. Go. I lost my train of thought. Go.
I was gonna say, you know, you're talking about those trading cards. And have you seen them? They're hysterical.
Yeah, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. $100 per card. It's ridiculous.
Okay, for $9. You know, one is of Superman, you know, and they're all, you know, with him, slim and trim, nothing the way he looks. No, he doesn't look anything like any of these cards. It's hysterical. For $99, people are going to spend money on this crap. You know, and people are struggling in this country to keep food on their table and to pay for gas prices, et cetera. And he wants $99 for these ridiculous, you know, that just shows you the desperation of a person, of a man, that's supposedly a billionaire, $99, that's just today, you know.
Yes. And you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is Speaker of the House in everything but name. You know, and when I think about that, I just weep for America with this Republican majority coming in the House. According to public information, which is out there, this woman was at the White House strategy meeting before she was formally joined as a congresswoman. So I'm sure that the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, will look into that and investigate that, because what a normal person being at a White House for a strategy meeting. Young Republicans will not have a party anymore because the seniors are blowing it up. The current leaders in the Republican Party are blowing it up with a foolishness, which is good for Democrats. So, you know.
It is. Yeah.
And I hope people from Georgia know that the mistakes are made by voting for this woman, Marjorie Taylor Greene.
We're going to bite.
You know, I hope the stupidity stops in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
She has a gerrymandered congressional seat, and I hope redistricting can, like, you know, right her out and everything, and make the seat less gerrymandered.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because she's not a good person, just like Boebert, not a good person.
You know, I find her to be more vile than Boebert. And then the reason I say that is because I don't mean vile. I'm going to use the word dangerous because she has absolutely no filter. She doesn't, seems like, you know, she just says what she wants. She doesn't think about what she says. And it just, you know, it just flies out of her mouth and she's loud and she's boisterous, you know, just like Jim Jordan. Just like Jim Jordan, you know, their voices echo. And, you know, people seem to pay attention to that. And it's not what they're saying. It's just the command that they have when speaking, you know, no matter what comes out of their mouth. And that's scary to me. I don't like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I dislike her with a passion. That's for sure.
And she was saying that she was only joking and being sarcastic. But you don't joke about something that serious, you know?
No.
And we all know it wasn't sarcasm, and she doesn't have the intelligence for sarcasm. So she should have many seats, shut her mouth, and, you know, try to represent the people in her district. But we all know, you know, what a crazy clown she is. And God forbid,
we all know.
God forbid if Donald Trump runs, which he says he's running, and wins the Republican nomination, and have her as his vice presidential running mate. It would be worse than when Sarah Palin was John McCain's running mate. That's scary. She's just a heart. If God forbid Trump wins and something happened to Trump and he's unable to be president anymore, that thing that becomes president. That's creepy. That's scary.
I find that a little, I truly believe that Trump is going nowhere fast. I think that people are separating themselves from him, except for the extremists, you know. And I don't think that he's going to, I think since the midterm, he's basically in the backdrop, you know. We'll see what happens. But, you know, the other thing we need to talk about a little bit is Jack Smith, you know, because he, you know, he hit the ground running. And he has, his special counsel has subpoenaed officials in all seven states targeted by Trump allies in the 2020 election. Not playing around. So he has issued a subpoena to local officials in Pennsylvania. Let me see if they named them all. First of all, in Allegheny County is the latest in the string of requests for information set by Smith while overseeing the Justice Department's sprawling criminal investigation efforts to overturn the 2020 election. So we know that he's in the thick of things. I have full confidence that Jack Smith and his team, along with our attorney general and his team, I think that they're going to bring justice to this country. I really do. And we need justice to close this door, We need justice.
And the Smith team sent subpoenas to these states, Georgia, New Mexico, Nevada, Michigan, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. And Donald Trump tried to steal votes to win those states. And you know, said Joe Biden is illegitimate because, you know, the votes were stolen and illegal people voted and dead people voted and what have you, which is rubbish. I mean, they come up with all these cockamamie stories, but yet still have no proof. You know, and speaking of crazy, I want to bring up Lauren Boebert for a minute because it came out publicly. It's public records where she's worth now $10.5 million. Can somebody out there call and tell me that a congresswoman who make $145,000 a year plus free health care plus free security details by the Capitol Police, how come in a space of 2 years as a congressperson she made that sort of money?
That's disgusting.
You know?
You know, I mean, that just shows you how messed up, you know, our system is. You know, that just shows you what money and, you know, money and influence because, you know, she's told what to do and she accepts the money. Mm-hmm. So here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And another
just like
lousy
Sinema.
Representative.
Just like Senator Kristen Sinema, just like Sinema in Arizona, where big pharma and insurance companies giving her thousands of money in our election coffers, and she's not doing what the people elected her to do. She's beholden to these corporations. You know, there are a lot of them in Congress, whether Democrat, Republican, more Republicans, though, is like this revolving door. Every time is either the loss of the election and lose a seat or the retire. Mm-hmm. And after the retire, the you know, get a job with special interests that pay them millions of dollars. So they will come on Capitol Hill and lobby for these big corporations, you know, and they should shut that revolving door because it's not fair to America.
No.
And Americans deserve better, you know.
Absolutely. It's not fair. And it's not right. You know, you can't buy, you know, our country. I mean, you can't buy the things that the people need. You have to, you know, the laws have to be written for the people and all this other crap has to go away. It just has to go away. They have to find ways to stop this because it's so wrong. And I just want to go back a second. You were talking earlier about Jim Jordan, and on Wednesday, this is how I just want to say one thing before I read before I say this. This is how disgusting these people are. Now, our pandemic happened in 2020, and here we are going into 2023, all right? So Jim Jordan plans to outline a plan to attack against the Biden administration. And guess what he wants to use for his attack? Because obviously he has nothing else. There is nothing else that he can, you know, chew on and spit out or however he wants to do it, you know? And so he wants to take on the administration of Joe Biden to task over the origins of COVID-19. What a waste of time is this? Jordan?
Yeah, and it's a taxpayer money.
Yes, exactly. So Jordan and Kentucky Representative James Comer, both Republicans, are leading the charge to probe health experts and officials from the Biden administration about the virus. They'll call for testimony from dozens of individuals about the matter in January when Republicans formally take over the House. The Committee on Oversight and Reform announced the investigation in a statement on Wednesday. The Republican lawmakers have compiled a list of 40 people. And, of course, Dr. Anthony Fauci is, you know, expected to testify. In addition, the representatives are looking to hear from top-ranking officials of the Echo Health Alliance, with several virologists and other senior Biden administration officials. Tell me why. Tell me why. I mean, why is this? I mean, is this the only thing that they have to do? I mean, is this so important to go into the past? And what did President Biden do wrong? He saved lives.
He hasn't done anything wrong. They're trying to find things that are not germane to what's going on now. For the past nearly 8 years, they haven't put up a jobs bill, these Republicans, nor have they put up a budget. You know, the vote against infrastructure bill, the vote against the Affordable Care Act, and want to replace it. They want to get rid of Social Security. You know, so everything that is to build up America and Democrats are for and strengthening these programs and these institutions want to tear it down. And the only policy is basically to give more tax cut to the wealthy and to corporations. And for the life of me, I can't figure out why any person who's not a CEO or making like over $500,000 a year, you know, would vote Republican, because Republicans have proven time and again that they care nothing about America. Nothing.
Yeah, no, they nothing. You're absolutely right. And one last thing about Jim Jordan before we go on. This is what he tweeted. COVID-19 disrupted our lives and livelihoods for over 2 years. Kids couldn't go to school. Small businesses and churches were closed. Our economy tanked. And our freedoms were restricted. Americans deserve the facts about its origins, and they deserve the facts on Fauci. I mean, this is appalling to me. It's appalling. And they have nothing else better to do, nothing else better to talk about, and they want to waste our time in 2023 instead of working on the things that are going to better that make the country better and help the people of the country to move forward.
Yeah, the Republican Party is bankrupt. You know, the Republican Party is bankrupt, and they have no plan to move America forward. They have no plan to, you know, compromise with Democrats. It's either their way or the highway. It's not going to work.
You know?
It's going to be a complete shit show in the next 2 years.
And, you know, Anthony Fauci, he's 82 years old. He has dedicated his life, you know, to being a doctor, a researcher, a scientist. I mean, that man is stellar in my eyes. He's intelligent. He is smart as a whip. He has a beautiful family. Why is it they have this vendetta out for him? He's retired now. He is retired. He needs to live his life and be happy. You know, I mean, why are they bothering him? It just doesn't make sense. And he did save lives. And so did our president's administration. They saved lives. And our economy has rebounded. Maddening.
Yeah, it has a way to go of the economy, but at least, you know, Build Back Better is doing better than what Trump was putting forward, which was nothing, basically. He was saying, he was telling people out there to inject themselves with bleach or drink bleach or the horse pill, you know, which is rubbish. But enough about Trump. I want to promote these people. Democrats Work for America.org. They're a strategic grassroots activist organization based in Missouri. And you know, their thing is to get out the vote, target support for winning candidates in the primary, candidate vetting, activism from a grassroots level. And, you know, they have strategic support and ongoing assessment of candidates running for office, whether federal, local, in their state and across the country. They have a winning model. And you know, they started in 2017. And a total of 254 seats. Their candidates have won. They have endorsed 286 candidates for primary elections, with 237 winning for the primary win rate of 83%. So 147 primary winners went on to win their general election. So this organization, you know, that's in Missouri, it's a 527 political action committee, which is good. I want people to look them up. And the website, again, is, oh, Lord, where is it? DemocratsWorkForAmerica.org. That's DemocratsWorkForAmerica.org. And we're going to have, as our special guest next week, Monday, the executive director and co-founder, Rachel Murphy Azara. Her and Sudha Mohan are co-founders of this great organization working in Missouri and in the Midwest and all across America, vetting candidates, raising money for them, and getting out the vote door-to-door on social media. You know, so we need more organizations like this you know.
Yeah.
They have a board of directors. Sally Albright is a member, you know, Rich Wilkins, Deb Lima, a whole host of them that do good work in Missouri. So, you know, we just want to give them a shout out, and we look forward to that interview next week with the executive director, Rachel Murphy Azara. So, speaking of Missouri, it's a deep red state. Do you think Democrats can ever, you know, win in Missouri again? It's so red. That's the thing.
It's so red. You know, it's like Texas, and it's like Georgia, and all the other red states. You know, they well, we know they're gerrymandered for one thing, and the other thing is that I'm not sure that these people care to understand, you know, what's happening because they just go and vote, you know, for the same old Republican Party that's not done a damn thing for them. And so I don't know. I mean, you know, if you just have to think, why is it? Is it just easier just to go in there, just vote Republican? That's all I've done all my life. I'm going to vote Republican. It's okay. I've lived this long. I can live four more years with a Republican. I get, is that how they think? Not sure. You know, it's
ridiculous. Yeah, these
but I don't
people.
Know. What do you think? Do you think it can happen?
Why? I don't know. It takes some work to get places like Missouri. Because remember, Missouri is also a lot of rural areas in Missouri, and until we reach out to rural people, that's what the guy in Pennsylvania did. What's his name? John Fetterman. He reached out to the rural areas, and he campaigned hard in rural areas, and you know, changed hearts and changed minds. So I guess that's what they're doing in Missouri as best as I can. You know, not it come overnight, but you know, at least.
You know,
Democrats
but, you
vote
know,
for America like, doing a good job.
You know, like Beto, you know, he went to every city, town, colleges, town halls. There wasn't a day that he, you know, he went to two, three, you know, spots a day, even more, you know, dawn to dusk. And he didn't win. I talk about it almost every week because I'm just so angry about that. You know, it's these people just did not see. You know, I thought that Gen Z would actually come out and vote for him in droves, and that didn't even really happen. So what's wrong with Texas? Oh, what's and you know, you're right about the rural areas because we know down south there are a lot of rural areas. We know that, and it's probably hard to you know get. To those places and those little towns. Some of them have, you know, a very small population and it's hard to get to those people, you know, but they're going to have to make it worth their time if they want to change their minds, you know, and get them to vote.
Yeah. And you know, Jack Smith, this new prosecutor told Marlena Trump to be very afraid recently. You know, and the bottom line is America needs Trump to be criminally indicted and arrested for his crimes committed against America. And a lot of things, not just the insurrection, but also, you know, evading taxes for many years, selling out secrets. Did he sell a secret to North Korea, for example, the phone, some of the missing documents in a cabinet in storage? You know, and two more still missing. So why is he, you know, holding that? It belongs to American people, not him. And who,
you know,
who knows how many copies he made and who he gave? China, Russia, North Korea?
Yeah, I know. He probably, you know, he probably did. Or, you know, that's his plan. If the time comes, you know, have them and, you know, have copies of them. I don't know,
mm-hmm.
you know, and mm-hmm. he tears some of them up. Are some of them destroyed? I don't know. I mean, that's a possibility as well. Who knows?
No, he wouldn't. He used it for leverage, so he wouldn't destroy them. And so the DOJ needs to listen to the American people and charge all these mm-hmm. traitors from Trump right down. They need to be removed from Congress, you know, just charge mm-hmm. them all, because the evidence, the overwhelming evidence in these emails, and more emails and text messages are supposed to be coming out, you know. Republicans need to be held accountable. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Boebert, Jim Jordan, the child rapist in Florida, Matt Gaetz, you know.
Yeah. Yes, I still don't understand why Matt Gaetz, you know, got away scot-free, unless, you know, it was money that was, of course, always is money involved, in exchange of money, let's put it that way, because that man, and he is a vile person, you know, he's a spoiled, you know, elite, he thinks he's better than everybody, arrogant, and he doesn't belong in that office at all. He should be
mm-hmm,
in prison
mm-hmm.
for what he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, other justice in this country.
Mm-hmm. You know, a parallel thing that I want to bring to people's attention, that recently in
mm-hmm.
Peru, the president tried to overthrow the democratically elected parliament or House
mm-hmm.
of Representatives or whatever mm-hmm. to call it there. It slipped my mind now. And he tried to take power for himself. So in protest,
mm-hmm.
the entire cabinet resigned. And the Congress of Peru basically said, you know, we're not dissolved. We're going to impeach you for a second time. And in a couple of days after they did impeach this Peruvian president who was trying to, you know, grab power for himself, they arrested him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with all this evidence against Trump and his minions, for 2 years now, even surpassed Nixon with Watergate, why hasn't Trump and other big fish been arrested?
Well,
we have so much evidence. What's going on?
I think that there is so much evidence, but I also, absolutely, you're right about that. But also, you know, as things come out, now we're finding out about Mark Meadows, how deeply involved he was. I mean, he was his
mm-hmm.
right-hand man. And so we're out, you know, how many people were connected to this, how many people knew about this insurrection coming, how
mm-hmm.
many people helped, they, you know, and I'm sure it takes time, because this is layer on top of layer, because when you're finding text messages and, you know, phone conversations, etc., that all takes a lot of investigating and a lot of time. So yes, I agree, 2 years, I mean, we're tired of it. You know, we want, you know, justice. I want to see Trump in prison just as, and his family, just as bad as anybody else. But I also want the rest of them to be, you know, taken, indicted, you know, whatever. If they have to go to
mm-hmm.
prison,
mm-hmm.
well, they need to do as well. So they need to take them
mm-hmm.
all down from the bottom to the top. And then clean house with these people and be done with
mm-hmm.
them. You know,
mm-hmm.
maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene was involved somehow. Who knows? Jim Jordan was probably involved somehow. You know, and then you get rid of two people, you know.
It's alleged. Yeah, there certainly were, because it was alleged that both Jordan and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert were
mm-hmm.
given tours of the Capitol Hill and showing them where
mm-hmm.
secret passages were. Hell, what's her name? Boebert was texting the exact location of Nancy Pelosi. You know, how is she not kicked out of Congress yet? How? You know? When Trump told Raffensperger to say, tell them
mm-hmm.
that you miscalculated or calculated wrong,
mm-hmm.
there's right there suborning perjury. It shows intent.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed Trump's mindset,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yeah.
and then Trump had the nerve saying he was testing Raffensperger's integrity. Trump is the last person that should be talking about integrity.
He has none.
I mean, it's just a joke.
He has none.
You know, it's a good thing the Secretary of State for Georgia Have a conversation, because it will be his word against Trump's word. And we all know Trump is a liar and a fraud who should be not even in prison, but under the prison for what he's done over the years, even before he became president and in politics. You know, he's a shady, arrogant, and disgusting. You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
And finally, hearing from the January 6th committee, the teasing new evidence, chairman of the House Select Committee investigating January 6th, he said Wednesday that the panel's final hearing may include evidence that has not yet been made public. You know, the reason why this matters is because the committee aims to capture the nation's attention one last time as it previews its sprawling final report on accompanying criminal referrals and legislative recommendations. The final report, which is expected to be released next Wednesday and focus on Trump's role in January 6th, is being written, according to the chairman for the committee, Bennett Thompson of Mississippi. Quote, he said, "We're still working. We're meeting tonight." So what they're saying on the committees, they asked whether the hearing on next Monday, would include new evidence or testimony. Chairman Thompson said, and I quote, "It could be evidence that we have not shared in the hearings. It could be very well be. He also said it would be shorter than a roughly two-hour runtime for the panel's past hearings, as likely to include a truncated multimedia presentation. Each member is expected to play a role, so some of it will include some of the work they've done with the committee and give the members an opportunity to talk about a particular interest they might have," said Bernie Thompson. So the backdrop of the committee has reportedly interviewed multiple high-profile witnesses since his previous hearing in October. Anthony Artur, driver for Trump president and one of the Secret Service agents that was with Trump, testified. Cassidy Hutchins made a bombshell testimony, as you remembered. Hope Hicks, the former White House press secretary. Kellyanne Conway, an assemblyman for Wisconsin, and the speaker, Robin Voss. They all testified. So, you know, next Monday should be a very good hearing. And you know, it brings, you know, much more things come to light. You know, I think this is I want to finally say that this is like the beginning of the end for Trump, you know, and he's going to prison. I just want to see him go to prison.
Yeah, so do I, you know. I think, like I said, they have been working for 2 years on this, and I really believe that it's going to be a waste of time. I mean, we have some excellent people on these panels. They're intelligent, they're focused, they have worked so hard, and they do deserve the credit, you know, for that. And I do believe it's going to come to an end. And then Jack Smith is going to put the frosting on the cake. That's what he's going to do. You know, he's going to close it. He's going to go full circle. And we shall see. I truly believe that. You know, we cannot have a country where you can commit crimes and just because you are, you know, filthy rich or in the government or, you know, however, you have to pay the price just like everybody else. I mean, even if you're the president, even if you're the vice president, it doesn't matter. You know, law, you go to prison, you know, pay your dues, however it has to go. But we cannot have a country where it's not, you know, one person doesn't go to prison or be charged or, you know, be let off.
In other words,
nobody's
bigger than the Constitution. Nobody's bigger than the law nor the Constitution of the United States. If Richard Nixon had to resign, then Donald Trump has no right to run for the White House again because, you know, he's corrupt. And we have a call coming in. This is Season 3, Episode 50, Not All Heroes Wear a Cape. That's the topic tonight. Like us on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Remember to say first name and where you're calling from. Hello, caller. Welcome to Kitchen Politics 123. What's cooking tonight?
What are you guys talking about tonight, David?
Oh, well, you know, not all heroes wear a cape. And, you know, talking about Jack Smith and a special prosecutor going after Donald Trump and his minions.
Who did Jack Smith represent?
Jack Smith was appointed by the Attorney General to further probe Donald Trump and his associates.
Which Attorney General?
Over Garland.
Huh?
Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed Jack Smith.
Merrick Garland.
Merrick Garland.
So what are they trying to? What are they accusing? What are they looking for?
Well, Donald Trump's role in January 6th insurrection.
Oh, okay.
Misappropriation Donald Trump did while in the White House.
Okay. All right, well, I'm not going to comment on that. But I see that there's some video footage on some of Jeffrey Epstein's charade with some people in the video. Hopefully that be let out here pretty soon. It was and this lady that's got it, she's African-American. Although her skin is white, she was born in South Africa, just like Elon Musk, he's African-American. But this lady is smart. She put copies of the video around the world and friends for safekeeping in case something happened to her. And we know the likes of the Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton clan, a lot of people usually come up dead when they go against, I guess you can say, the grain. So that should be very interesting. It should be very interesting.
Yeah.
Because what do you think
remember,
about that? We won't see you on none of those videos, will we?
Oh, no.
You
not,
sure?
Nah. I'm a good boy.
You're a Jamaica
I'm a
man.
Boy. I'm a very good boy. Happy to marry or not. But the thing is, Donald Trump hung out with Epstein as well. You know, went to his island, went on his private jet. You know,
what
a lot
did
of
we
big
say
things,
that? When, where do you
boys.
Say that? Where do you say that? See that Donald Trump went to Epstein's island. Epstein came to Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago and he kicked him out because of what
no,
he was making him.
No.
Yes,
no.
You can read all of it. Well,
there
I'll tell you what.
There are dozens of pictures.
Well, there's dozens of pictures of Donald Trump with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson with those crooks.
No, what do you
would you say?
Sharpton?
Now, wait a minute. You're going to tell me that now we know that there are dozens of pictures with Donald Trump and Al Sharpton. Donald Trump helped fund Jesse Jackson's run for president. And you know those are some of the biggest black scoundrels in this country. Look what Al Sharpton done to Tawana Brawley trying to accuse those white men of raping her and writing all kind of epithets on her body with charcoal. It comes out to be a lie, and she was countersued and owed one of these gentlemen over $400,000 because she had made no payments. But at the same time, Al Sharpton and his organization, hang on for a second, Al Sharpton and his non-for-profit organization, what do they call it, Action Network, they paid for his court fine that he received. Are you a member of that?
Yeah, I remember it, but you can't really blame Al Sharpton.
I say, are you a member? Are you
lied.
A member?
No, I remember,
you member?
But you can't really blame Al Sharpton for that because he asked
you belong
point blank,
to it.
Did this happen?
You
no,
belong
no,
to
Al
Sharpton? Well, that's what I meant when I asked
no.
Was you a mentor. But look, I was just calling in to see what you meant by this heroes and capes. I really don't.
Because Donald Trump, on several occasions, hung out with Epstein. But first of all, do you think Epstein killed himself?
No, I really don't. But that's what the reports say.
And don't tell me that it's Hillary or Bill did it. Because
I don't know who did it. We don't know who did it. You had a young man that got killed in New York, and he had his wallets and personal effects on his body. With money in his wallet, and he got killed. So no, I don't know. I really don't.
That's
but all this other stuff is just gonna It's about like Bill Cosby. You think Bill Cosby did what these ladies said he did back in the 1970s and 80s?
Yep. I do.
You do? Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Because
what time does the statute of limitations run out?
Well,
how about
that's beyond the point, Keep Bianca? Why? Because you're violating somebody's rights. You know?
All right. How about Weinstein? Newsom's wife said, described his penis as a cat, as a fish. Looked like a catfish with teeth and whiskers. A flathead catfish, about it. It's in the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know Gavin Newsom's wife, right?
No, I mean former wife or current wife.
Gavin Newsom is the governor of California's wife.
Oh, California, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know
she
who she is.
She talked about
but...
how everything was trying to come on to her, and she described his penis as looking like a flathead catfish with teeth and whiskers. Now, should he not be receiving more punishment for that? And why come Oprah Winfrey is not being brought to task? Because she sent many of those potential wannabe actresses to him to be abused.
Mm-hmm.
This last woman who's from Sudan, Natapa, who played in Wakanda, a real beautiful, tall, dark complexion lady, was talking about what he tried to do with her when she went to meet him, warning her to lay down on the couch so he could massage her.
But the thing is, I can't really blame Oprah because maybe Oprah didn't know what a dog Weinstein was. You know,
Oprah had to know. All those women, she had to know. I mean, come on now. If you're going to give people that are totally associated and come up with all like Stormy Daniels the benefit of the doubt, you got to give Oprah the benefit of the doubt too. But here's the thing, though, David. How about all the women that got what they wanted who laid on the couch? Should they now give up their position because they got it with ill repute? Think.
Listen, wrong is wrong. Casting couch is wrong. Drugging somebody's drink to have sex with them against their will is wrong. So Harvey Weinstein belongs where he belongs, in prison for years.
And those
like,
that benefit from doing that,
Maxwell.
Those that benefited from doing that and getting into the position where they are, if they got a heart, if they got an integrity or ethics, they should give it up and give up the job. You know, the same thing happened to a lady by the name of Shirley Temple, a little girl, and her mama. When they visited a director's office, he exposed himself to Shirley Temple. And in the other room, his mother was her mother was meeting with somebody. So all these scoundrels need to be locked up. If they was in Nigeria, what would happen to them? If Brittany Browner was in Nigeria, you wouldn't know where she's at right about now.
Yeah, but my main point is, Pianke, is that, you know, no woman deserves to go through what all those women went through with Weinstein, Bill Cosby, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, and
how about the lady with
the
Mike Tyson?
Out.
Who came up with that lie? How you know these women tell the truth? Ain't nobody there but them, supposedly them and the person.
Well, because, for example, with Bill, with Bill Cosby, for example, he made jokes about drugging women on stage at this concert, about drugging women and having his way with them. So, you know, those things eventually came out to haunt him, you know. So how can
Well, why
how
come
can
they
Bill
didn't
Cosby...
go and why come they didn't go and report it then? You had the same thing that supposedly happened to
because,
Mike Tyson. And the ladies
were afraid. Yeah,
they
because
were
women back then were afraid, and they're still afraid. Because,
afraid of what?
You know, the whistleblower repercussions of losing their careers, what they build up for years, or getting killed because some of these people are rich people. You're ostracized by society.
Why would they be afraid to tell on Bill Cosby? A black man's word against a white woman's word? Back in them days?
Bill Cosby is a rich man who could... I believe I could explain this. Bill Cosby, like Harvey Weinstein, was a rich, powerful person in Hollywood. if any of these women went forward, can I make a point? If any of these women went forward, they would have ruined their careers. And
in the 1980s, you saying Bill Cosby was a rich black man where he could rape a white woman and under no repercussion? Daniel, how long have you been? David, how long have you been in the United States?
No, I'm telling you, because money talks and everything else walks. You know.
Well, who did Bill Cosby pay off to keep that quiet?
Oh my God.
We're not talking about anymore.
Anyway, I don't know if Jesus wore a cape, but some people really do need to find Jesus. Look, man, I'm going to let you get back to your show. I want you and your family to have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, the birth of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Put your nativity scenes up in your schools, and don't let nobody tell you that it's inappropriate.
Okay.
But I know down in Jamaica, they believe strongly in Jesus Christ.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, but it's inappropriate in public schools, actually, because
They put Kwanzaa in public schools.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Yes, you didn't know that?
No, I'm not aware of that.
I'll tell you what, you got my number, and if it's something that you're not completely clear on, just drop me a line. I'll straighten you out.
Okay.
Talk to you later, Dave.
One more thing before you go. Before you go, what do you think about Mark Benos and the text messages that came out about how they're trying to undermine the democratically elected government that was going to take over from Donald Trump? Do you think that it should be prosecuted?
Well, I tell you what needs to be prosecuted. The Twitter's leaks, the Twitter's that post that Elon Musk put out, especially with Michelle Obama pressuring Twitter to quieten and to suspend Donald Trump. What is she doing that for in the position that she's in? That's what I say. You let them have a position, they just run completely wild with it. She needs to be prosecuted.
No, because she's an American. Ask some questions. Go
no,
ahead, Laura,
she was not
question.
An American. No American has the right to tell a company to violate the First Amendment rights of a U.S. citizen. She needs to be prosecuted.
Really? Who does?
No, man. She don't deserve
Michelle
to be prosecuted.
Obama. She does need to be prosecuted.
Well,
and the position, she was First Lady.
Look, man, I'll talk to you later.
I tell you what,
all right,
if you want to study up on that, maybe we can talk about it next time. I see you're at a disadvantage because you don't know all the facts. You have a once again Merry Christmas and God bless America.
Yes, happy holidays. Yes, that was Pionkin, Missouri, the great state of Missouri, or maybe he's calling from Louisiana tonight. He is a conservative. Where does he get his information?
A conservative? Really, David? More than a, he is a theory. He's got the theories all mixed up. Okay. Really?
Yeah.
When you ask him about Mark Meadows, he completely skirted it.
Yeah. Typical right wing response. What can I say?
Yeah, just typical brainwash. Watches videos and believes it all on YouTube. Okay. And I'm proud of myself because I kept my mouth shut tonight. I didn't want to get my blood pressure up, especially when he starts talking about women, you know, in their compromised position. All right, that really made me angry because we know why. Sometimes why women have to do what they do for different reasons. You know, they're trying to climb a ladder because it's a man's world, no matter what, especially, especially in the Hollywood, you know, in Hollywood, you know, all about that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the things that he says are just outlandish in my opinion and not worth arguing about because they make no sense. But I just want to talk about one thing. Yeah. Let's talk about something positive. I actually wanted to ask him what he thought about the Respect for Marriage Act that was signed by the President Biden and his administration, because I would probably guess that he's totally against it. That's my thought. But maybe I'm wrong, but I did want to ask him. So this is how it went. President Biden signed into law Tuesday a bipartisan bill that codifies same-sex and interracial marriages with a large celebration on the South Lawn of the White House. The president spoke before a crowd of thousands gathered to celebrate the Fragile Protections and the Respect for Marriage Act. This road to this moment, and I quote, the road to this moment has been long, but those who believe in equality and justice, you never gave up. End of quote. Joe Biden, President. So the long road is one Biden and the country have been on together. In 2004, just 42% of Americans said they were in support of the same-sex marriage, according to the Gallup. Today, it's 68%, according to NPR, PB, different polls that were released. A dozen Republican senators out of 50 and 39 Republican House members out of 208 voted in favor of the legislation. That's far from the majority of Republicans, and it's reflective of the fact that the rank-and-file Republicans have lagged in support of same-sex marriage. So, this is actually it was a beautiful thing that happened. Interracial marriage, same-sex marriage. People love who they love. If they're not bothering anybody, leave them alone, I have much respect for our Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg. I think he's awesome at his job. He's been all over the country, promoting, the Biden administration, the infrastructure agenda. Yes. And so what? He is married to a man. He's happy. They look happy. Leave them alone. They're not bothering a soul. Not a soul. Mm-hmm. And I think it's beautiful. And also, we have to remember that the world is changing. The country is changing. There's a cultural shift in this country. And, people are marrying people out. It used to be back in the day, Italians only married Italians and Polish married Polish and German married German. They stayed in their little inner circle. But that's not happening anymore. People are just out there and they're, marrying who they'd love. Let's just leave it at that.
I don't know why people have hang-ups about, same-sex marriage or interracial marriages, because according to the Labor Board, or Labor Department, who's nonpartisan, it's about 2045 that America will be a majority-minority country where white people will be the majority anymore. So they're doing everything in their power, the Republican fringe right wing, keep the status quo and keep it white, as I say, America has evolved where, brown, getting married to white, Asian getting married to black, So it's a whole, we're more than a melting pot. We've turned an ethnic salad. And these people on the right wing can't accept it. They won't accept it.
No. And what happens, David? In this day and age, people travel all over the world. Young people travel a lot. They go to Europe. Mm-hmm. They go to, the Middle East. They travel, all these different countries. And sometimes when they are in these countries, they meet somebody. And they fall in love or however, and they decide, to make a life together. And because they're from different countries, different ethnics, it doesn't matter. It's not matter.
Mm-hmm.
Love is love. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And
no business whatsoever getting into their business. If they're not hurting anybody else, leave them alone and let them live their lives. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, back to Jack Smith.
mm-hmm.
you know, Republicans, they can take control of the House of Representatives, and Jim Jordan going to be the Judiciary Committee chairman, his promise to go
mm-hmm.
after Joe Biden, his son, Hunter Biden, with a computer thing, and the vaguely threatens to investigate Hillary Clinton again, which is a bag of nonsense. We kind of investigated Hillary Clinton so many times, they came up with nothing,
mm-hmm.
so they're villainizing the poor woman even more now. You know, everything
mm-hmm.
that Hillary said when she ran in 2016, everything she said was true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
I
think it was a travesty that Trump, quote-unquote, won. We should get rid of electoral college politics because, you know, that is a system meant to keep down minorities and was for
mm-hmm.
the white slaveholders and give more power to, you know, slaveholders and everything. So it's an archaic
mm-hmm.
old system that needs to go.
Yeah.
Do you think Jack Smith will prosecute Trump and the bigwigs that are involved in this thing?
Yeah, I absolutely do. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big fish lawyer. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I believe if there's, you know, and we think, and, you know, I mean, as far as much as that we've already seen in the past 2 years, all the evidence, everything that's happened, I really think that, yes, something he will, yes, absolutely. And if he doesn't, then that would be a travesty to justice, as I said before. So, yes, I do believe that that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, we should take an example of what Peru did, like I was saying earlier, where they impeached
mm-hmm.
Their president for trying to
mm-hmm.
Dissolve their parliament and take power for himself.
Yeah.
You know, that's what Trump
Absolutely.
Tried to do in January 6, 2021. And that was just a dry run because, God help us, when 2024 come, and, you know, if and when he becomes a nominee, he'll get beaten again by Joe Biden if mm-hmm. Joe Biden decides to win. You know, who knows what these right-wing freaks may do. You know, the come with guns, like Marjorie Taylor Greene said she was being sarcastic. I don't put it past her because the woman is evil, the woman is crazy, you know?
Yeah, no.
And
she wasn't being...
I mean, the poor guy who divorcing her, you know, bless your heart, sir. How could you marry a scumbag like that? Really?
Yeah.
You know, have kids with her.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that her friends from... you know, previous, probably when she was married and, you know, raising her kids, they said that they don't recognize the current Marjorie Taylor Greene. They don't even recognize
mm-hmm.
her anymore. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's been brainwashed and she's power hungry and she's on this, you know, this trip, you know, this high.
Yeah, she's not brainwashed. She's stupid. She's not brainwashed. She's stupid.
Well,
you know, she's...
You know,
the queen of QAnon, she's stupid, basically.
Well, yeah, she's stupid, but, I mean, to believe the things that she says, I mean, how do you believe the things that she says? How can she even believe the things that she says? You know, it's just insane, you know, with all the evidence that's out there that she's a liar. How she believes her own lies. I mean, it's so bizarre. It's bizarre how
mm-hmm.
someone can stand up and face people and just lie and feel good about it. It just makes me sick. It makes me sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why sometimes I feel, I know the First Amendment is, you know, freedom of speech and you can say whatever you want, but geez, sometimes I, my God, there's got to be something that can be done to stop these people because there's too many other people that listen to it and they believe it
mm-hmm.
because they don't have
mm-hmm.
the mental capacity to know
mm-hmm.
that, you know, my God, what is she
mm-hmm.
saying? Is that really true?
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, so, you know, critical thinking, you know, there's no critical thinking.
Yeah.
My take on the First Amendment, have the First Amendment, have it. But, you know, there's certain responsibilities that come with the First Amendment. If it says something that's liable, you could get sued. But it's your right to say it, you know? You know,
maybe they
but you can't yell fire in a crowded, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. That's illegal.
Yeah.
But that's the First Amendment right, you know. So my point is that, you know,
mm-hmm.
would there's a responsibility with the First Amendment, you know, but people out there, especially on the right, they don't care, you know, they say things that poke the bear, you know, just to instigate things. And, you know, there's no merit basis what they're saying. Like, you know, the great replacement theory is a good example where they're saying, oh, you will not replace us. They're talking about Jews. They're talking about blacks. They're talking about women. They're talking about gays. Every minority you can think of, because there are white men who have it since 1776 till now that, you know, they're on top of the hierarchy, you know, the pyramid. And now they're losing that status because of, you know, as I said, we're more than a melting pot now. We're an ethnic salad. And it really kills them. Make the head explode that, you know, there's so much togetherness in America. You know, I feel like they're losing the ball, which they are, but that's what America is about. Oh, well.
It sure is.
You know?
We are a land, we have always been a land of immigrants. It's immigrants that helped build this country, you know, breaking their backs to build this country. And now, you know, we are turning our backs on immigrants. I don't think so. You know, it's not right. You know, people deserve a chance, and our immigration laws have to be reformed in this country. You know, it's got to be done, and that's got to be another priority of this administration. And it is it is part of a priority. There is a list of priorities. Did you know that? That they made up in the White House. It's in whitehouse.gov, and I'll just list the priorities. The first priority that they listed was COVID-19, and then the climate, racial equity, economy, healthcare, immigration, restoring America's global standing. Those are their goals, and I think that they're working on their goals. Don't you? I mean, from what I just listed.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, I mean, Republicans will say block everything.
Pardon?
Yeah. Of course, Republicans may try to block everything Biden put forward.
I mean, these are, you know, some of their accomplishments. You know, they're lowering costs for families for everyday living expenses. They're trying to. They're making, you know, we're making more products in America, like the chip for the cars. Remember that technology? They're going to be doing that. I mean, they have rescued the economy. They're doing things to rescue that. You know, we're trying to rebuild our infrastructure. They're expanding the services for toxic exposed veterans. First meaningful gun violence reduction legislation that was done in 30 years. We have the first black Supreme Court justice also. We have executive orders protecting reproductive rights, historic deputy for middle class and working class families, ending our failed approach to marijuana. Let's see, rallied the world to support Ukraine in the response to Putin's war. They did do that. Strengthen alliances and partnerships to deliver for the American people. They did that as well. And most people are working than any point in history right now. I mean, our you know, people are working and they're spending money. And then there's more people with health insurance than ever before. So these are all, you know, accomplishments that move America forward. And we should not forget these. They need to be highlighted. And I don't think these things are highlighted. And I don't think anything will be highlighted until we can get this Trump nightmare, you know, out of our faces and in prison.
Yeah. Yeah. So today was Nancy Pelosi's unveiling of her painting, and John Boehner was there, spoke some good words, the former Speaker of the House. And, you know, mm-hmm. John Boehner represents an era in the Republican Party that acted from strength. Mm-hmm. You know, and mm-hmm. it was about ideas back and forth and everything. And at least there was compromise there, you know, but now to act from resentment and fear of this Republican Party, you know, and mm-hmm. it was good to see such bipartisanship at the mm-hmm. unveiling of her painting and everything. And, you know, what's your thoughts on, you know, what John Boehner did and said about Nancy Pelosi, you know, do you think Kevin McCarthy would have such grace and dignity?
you know, John Boehner. I mean, I really didn't like him, and
at least, you know, he tried to compromise and work with Democrats until they forced him out. But you know,
Did. But I think he had a come to Jesus moment, and then he left. I really do. Either that or a mental mm-hmm. breakdown. No, because I think mm-hmm. he drank a lot, and I think he has probably he's probably thinking clearer now. He probably sees what's going on, and yes, we have to mm-hmm. give him credit for that. Absolutely, yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yes. Yeah, the number to call, 515-605-9802. When you call in, please have your TV and every other thing that make noise off, because we really hate the distraction and everything. When you call in, say first name and where you're calling from. The number again, mm-hmm. 515-605-9802. We're on facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. Yes, man. So do you think... before the end of the year that, you know, mm-hmm. criminal charges will be leveled against Donald Trump by Jack Smith?
I think it's imperative.
Because Republicans coming in the first week of January next year, which is only like an eye blink away.
Yes, and that's why I think it's imperative that they do. But do I think it's going to happen? Probably not. Probably
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it would be a huge Christmas present, wouldn't it? Like a real Christmas bonus.
Yeah, it would be good.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's possible. I'm not sure, you know, what stage he's at or where he's at, but I mean, he's moving fast. He's only been on the case since what? Thanksgiving, around Thanksgiving time. Am I right?
Yeah, about.
Yeah, so that's
but Garland and but wait. Garland have enough evidence. Letitia
Garland?
James.
Yeah.
Letitia James in New York.
Mhm.
In Georgia about trying to get votes there. That's our next case going on. Giuliani should be in prison. You know, there's so many things. You know, just charge him with something. Tax evasion, something. Because I'm so sick of this goddamn man, Donald Trump. You know, the mere sound of his voice makes me want to vomit the way I hate this man. I know.
I don't even listen to him anymore, you know, at all. Because I can't stomach him either. So I can't even stand to look at his orange face. So it's just, that's how it is. Do you think that Ron DeSantis and Trump are going to have a sparring match? I do.
Yeah, it's started already.
It has started. And that's you know, why we need Trump in, you know, to be arrested, indicted, however you want to say it, you know, and eventually go to prison, because we need peace for 2024. We do not need Ron DeSantis as a president, because I think that he is probably more dangerous than Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I really do believe that, because he's more intelligent.
He's more articulate. He's more, I wouldn't say more intelligent. He's more articulate. He went to Harvard, good for him, but he's more articulate. And, you know, he could sell ice to Eskimo. You know, the way he's he's such a smooth operator in what he says or tries to be. You know, so Ron DeSantis is probably more dangerous than Trump. You know?
I think he is,
and,
too. I agree with you.
Yeah. I don't remember years ago in my old blog where I wrote that you know, there's an incoming civil war within the Republican Party. That was about 12, probably 13 years ago. I'm glad it's coming to fruition, though, because you have the paleoconservative over there, the neocons over here, the fiscal conservatives, the evangelicals. I can never say that word. Evangelicals. There you go. You have the this type of Republican. You have the Rockefeller Republican. Every type, every wing. And nobody could unite them today like how Ronald Reagan did in 1980.
Yeah.
You know, and for some reason, they were under the spell of Trump. And Trump is no Ronald Reagan. Let's put it bluntly. You know, I mean, Reagan was a fool, but Trump was a dangerous fool. You know, imagine you have a man saying, oh, you know, a hurricane's coming. Can we nuke them? Not even as a joke, you should say that. You know, just show the stupidity of Donald Trump. You know?
I know.
Should we nuke?
It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling. And I do
remember
that.
These are the type of leaders Republicans have.
Yeah. We need to find your blog because I remember that blog. It was, you know.
Yeah, I stopped writing because a lot of things were happening and death threats and what have you. So I'm like, okay, you know, I just concentrate on the radio show.
Yeah.
I mean, I love writing and everything, but it was it began to become too much, you know. You know, people like, oh, you know, one word and this and that. I'm like, okay, I don't need this. You know.
I remember, I do remember you getting some nasty threats. I do remember that. But, I mean, you spoke the truth in your blog. It wasn't like that, you know, it wasn't like that you lied in your blogs. You did speak the truth. So, you know, and people don't like because, you know, you don't agree with them.
And right wingers especially, you know, got bent out of shit because of some of the articles, you know.
I know.
But anyway, back to Jack Smith. And, and there's dead air. I hate that.
Yeah, something happened. I don't know what. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. So what next shall we talk about then? That's what I mean.
Well, the next thing I would like to talk about is, well, did you know that President Biden made fun of Trump's major announcement about his digital trading cards?
What did he say?
He said President Biden on Thursday mocked former President Trump. Before I read this, I have to say I'm proud of President Biden. I mean, he doesn't say a whole lot, but he does come out with some punches, doesn't he? I mean, he really does. When he needs to say something, he just says it. And you know, I admire that about him. But anyway, so he said President Biden on Thursday mocked former President Trump for teasing a major announcement that turned out to be a new line of digital Trump trading cards. I had some major announcements the last couple of weeks, Biden tweeted from his personal account. The president listed a consumer price report that showed inflation easing inflation is easing. I just signed the Respect for Marriage Act. We brought Brittany Griner home. Gas prices are lower than a year ago. 10,000 new high-paying jobs. You know, and he was saying that, you know, and this is what major announcement was, his own digital trading card. It's funny, you know? What a difference.
Yeah.
What a difference. You know? It cracks me up.
Yeah, Trump, you know, he is, I don't know what to say about Trump. I'm not sick of the man. I'm really sick of him.
Yeah, it's okay. You can be sick of him. It's fine. You know, we're all sick of him. But we just have to, you know, You know, we've been talking a little bit about, you know, how when the House, when in 2023, when they take over the House, and, you know, we were talking about Medicare and Social Security, and, you know, of course, they're all denying that they said that they want to, you know. So now the next thing that the Biden administration is doing, and they're going to crack down on scam Medicare ads. And remember when we were talking about plans? Well, the Medicare Advantage plans are nothing but basically scams. And finally, and what they're trying to do with these Medicare Advantage plans is they're trying to take over, you know, privatize Medicare itself. So now the Biden administration, I think, has realized what's happening. Because if you ever see their commercials, they're ridiculous. You know, they offer, they tell you everything under the sun is free, and it is not true.
Right.
So they're going to ban some of the ads of the Medicare Advantage plan because their words are confusing and they have imaginary logos. And so that's going to be nice. I mean, that within itself will be good for people because, you know, you think that you're spending less money for something and then you get really sick and then all your copays are hundreds and thousands of dollars and you're going, wait a minute, I was told all of this was free. Oh, no, sorry, nope, not free. You know, these
these ads convince people to sign up for plans that don't cover their doctors and prescriptions. So the rule proposed by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services would ban the ads that market Medicare Advantage plans with confusing words and images and logos, as you say. And a regulation would also prohibit ads that don't specifically mention health insurance plan by name. So, you know, the insurance, health insurance industry is a scam here. There's no real competition. And that's why the Affordable Care Act is a good thing for people, you know. And like every program, there are little glitches here and there, you know. And up to date, Medicare and Medicaid still have glitches. But, you know, Obamacare is something good that would help people.
Yes. You know, the original Medicare, as it stands, you know, and they would, you know, quit trying to play games with it as it stands. You know, normally it pays 80%, you know, of your medical bills when you reach that age, and then you get your supplemental insurance. And, you know, a lot of times it takes care of the rest. And that's how it should be, you know, not these Advantage plans where, you know, they tell you it costs you, nothing, but it does cost you something. And these people go into bankruptcy. I know this one story about this couple, and they were both ill, and the family decided that they had to put them into assisted living, and in order to do that, they had to sell their home. Now, mind you, they sold their home, and to put them into assisted living, they only had 6 months to be able to stay there. Because that's all the money that they had to pay. That's all the money that they could afford to pay for 6 months. And in the meantime, they have the Medicare Advantage plan, and the wife was sicker than the husband. But every time they turned around, they were taking her to the doctor, and it would be $400 here, $500 there. And it's gotten to the point where now they're taking them out of there and they have to find something else. And now their home is sold. So these are the horrible nightmares that people go through, you know, when they reach an age and they've worked all their life, but then they get sick. So, you know, in America, we have to do better. We have to do better for people. It's not fair.
And, you know, Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee released an investigative report that it did. Of market deception and schemes by unscrupulous people, whether it is unscrupulous people and companies and brokers, insurance companies, and for example, in Ohio,
Older people are sent mailings resembling federal government tax forms, promising bigger mm-hmm. Social Security checks if they enrolled in a new Medicare Advantage plan. And nationwide TV commercials featuring celebrities have also misled some consumers by telling viewers they'll get money back on your Social Security check. So these proposals are important steps that Democrats on the Senate committee towards protecting seniors and Medicare from scammers and unscrupulous insurance companies and brokers. You know, at least the Democrats trying to, like, look out for older Americans who depend on Social Security. And nothing is relevant when I say, you know, sign up with this or that insurance plan. You know, they just lie to people and use celebrities and everything. I think that's wrong.
And, you know, a senior especially, and, you know, they're on a limited budget. And, you know, when they hear, oh, you know, this plan is not going to cost me as much money as, you know, it's not going to cost me as much. I'm gonna switch over, you know, and it's terrible because if you're sick, like I said before, you're in trouble, you know, and then they don't have the money to pay, you know, their co-pays. And that was the reason why they went with the Advantage plan to begin with. So, I am glad taking steps to stop this because it's wrong. There's millions of people that have signed up.
Democrats' plan is the Affordable Care Act and Build Back Better agenda. Republicans' plan, get sick, die quickly. They don't care about America. So stop voting for them, people. They don't give a damn about you.
Yeah.
Unless you're a corporation, which is...
You're right. Unless you're a corporation.
It's giving them money, like Kristen Sinema. Kristen Sinema, she's now an independent. So now when the primaries come, Democrats may run their candidate or candidates running for the nomination. And my fear is that when the Democrats choose somebody, Sinema runs as an independent, that will split the vote for Democrats and given the Republicans a seat, basically. And I just feel that somebody like Carol Lake may run for the nomination because her name is well-known. She was a news anchor for 30 years. You know, what's your thought on that 2024 Senate race, that seat? Do you think Democrats can retain it, or do you think a Republican may come in because Sinema runs an independent, taking away votes from a Democrat, whoever he is or she is?
It's a hard call. I would hope that, you know, a Democrat could win there, but it's a hard call. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to say, but you have to remember she was a Democrat when she was elected, you know, so maybe they can win again there, you know?
She wasn't a Democrat, you know, she's just an opportunist really.
I agree with you. Yes. But what I'm saying is that when, you know, she ran her campaign and, you know, she got elected, she was running as a Democrat. So, you know, people voted for her because she was a Democrat. So, you know, that's my hope, you know, now that she's an independent, you know, they want to put another Democrat in that seat, but a real one, you know, a real Democrat. You know?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping for. That's my hope. But we shall see.
Yes, another reform effort for immigration fell through. It was a last-minute push for a bipartisan bill on immigration and negotiations in the Senate to forge a bipartisan compromise on U.S. immigration and border policy failed to gain enough traction to pass before the end of the session of Congress, dooming yet another effort to reform a system that has not been updated in decades. So congressional officials familiar with the matter said that Senator Sinema of Arizona, an independent who until last week was a Democrat, and GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina, has been discussing a potential deal that would have included the legalization of a subset of millions of unauthorized immigrants living in the United States, as well as certain measures aimed at reducing illegal crossings along the U.S.-Mexico border.
But Cinema and Tom Tillis from North Carolina did not strike a deal that would have been able to secure the necessary 60 votes in an evenly divided Senate during the lame duck session. Three congressional officials said, requesting anonymity to describe the outcome of the internal negotiations. The long shot bid marks Congress' latest failure to pass a law designed to overhaul an immigration system. It has not significantly updated since the 1990s, and that Democrats and Republican lawmakers have said it in a desperate need of reform, which is true, we need reform. So the failure to reach a deal during the lame duck session also dampens prospects of a bipartisan agreement on immigration in the near future, since Republican lawmakers will take control of the House in January and have vowed not to grant amnesty to any group of unauthorized immigrants. So, again, the House Republicans will be the majority, you know, they're for deporting illegal immigrants. And that just may ruin and wreak havoc on the economy. Why? Because, you know, when you go to the fields to pick oranges or fruit or anything, no Americans want to get the fingers dirty. You know, they think that's a job below them and everything. So, you know, with this proposal of deporting people, you know, it's just ludicrous because these corporations, especially in Florida where you pick fruit and everything, they hire illegal immigrants because they have no choice. Americans don't want these jobs. California is another example, you know. And so one congressional aide familiar with the talks said that there wasn't enough time for Sinema and Tillis to reach a deal before the end of the year, especially given ongoing efforts to pass government funding bills. The aide was said a framework stemming from talks to serve as a basis for a bill in the next Congress. So in an interview with Politico last week, Senator Sinema said that she and Tillis were working on the most difficult political issue of all our careers. So the talk between Sinema and Tillis focused on providing a path to permanent legal status to Dreamers or unauthorized immigrants brought to the United States as children, a longtime Democratic priority. They also sought to address Republican concerns about the unprecedented level of border arrivals recorded over the past year. You know, so they're saying basically that people raiding the border coming from South America and Latin America. And, you know, I mean, the solution is not putting children in cages or separating them from their parents, which what the Trump administration did, you know, without any paperwork to say which family they went to. So a lot of families have been broken up because of crappy Republican policies under the Trump administration. You know, what do you think? And Biden has put back 470 of those families back together again. So good job on part of the Biden administration for trying to make you know, things better for these children and their families and everything. You know, additional funds to the Department of Homeland Security for detention facilities and deportations, and enacting additional penalties for migrants who do not attend their court hearings.
Yeah, it's sad because you're absolutely right. There are so many jobs that, you know, these immigrants come here. They're hardworking. You know, they do the backbreaking jobs, the construction jobs. You know. You know, the digging ditches jobs, you know, the working on roads, all those. I mean, they do all these jobs that other people just don't want to do because Americans don't really like to do labor, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of hard times, it's labor. It's back-breaking. It's tiring. You know, you're cold in the winter. You're sweating, dying in the summer. And and companies need these people. They absolutely need them. And why not hire people that are willing to work and to be loyal and to speed up their process? It makes no sense. It just doesn't make sense. You know?
And do you know, statistical fact, that over 380 Proud Boys work within the Homeland Security Department?
No,
that's really scary right there.
That is really scary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because we all know how to love immigrants and everything, especially if you're not white.
Yeah,
you know, go to your country, you know?
Yeah.
And one of the first coming into this country is because back in the 1970s and 1980s, when the height of the Cold War, the CIA went into many of these countries, destabilized them, put in their own puppet government, and these puppet governments, you know, maligned and went after dissidents who disagreed with them. And the United States didn't do anything to try and bring stability to, you know, Latin America and certain Caribbean countries. Like, look on Haiti, for example. You know, and that's why there are a lot of boat people coming in from Haiti. My question is, boat people coming in from Haiti, just like Cubans coming in Miami, but they have a wet-foot, dry-foot policy in Florida. Why is it good that a Cuban can come there and as soon as they land on American soil, they can be untouched? They get welfare and other social programs, even though they're not citizens.
Yeah.
And they're fast-tracked citizenship, you know, compared to Haitians who are sent back in the boats. You know, isn't that a double standard?
Yeah, that does not – no, it's not right. I agree. It is not right. It is a double standard. It's something just wrong. You know, human is human.
Why? Because the Haitians are black. And
and
people coming from communist Cuba, fleeing communism, you know, and there are anti-Castro forces there, even though Castro is dead now, his brother Raul's in charge, I think, some other communists, you know. So it's like, you know, traditionally Cubans are Republicans, they support Republicans. So that's like building up a base in Miami and across Florida. And you know, just leaving other immigrants like the Haitians out in the cold to be sent back to their country to get murdered.
Yeah, and to be killed or starved to death, you know. It's horrible, you know. It's horrible.
Yeah. So the House approved referendum to decolonize Puerto Rico recently. They passed a bill that would allow Puerto Rico to hold the first ever binding referendum on whether to become a state or gain some sort of independence. First ever binding referendum is a last-ditch effort that stands a chance of passing in the U.S. Senate. The bill, which passed 233 to 191, with some Republican support, would offer voters in the U.S. territory three options: statehood, independence, or independence with free association. What do you think about what's happening in Puerto Rico? Do you think they should get citizenship, or not citizenship, but statehood, or total independence?
Yeah.
What's your view?
I think, why not have them become a state? I mean, why not? I don't see any harm in it. You know, it would be the 51st state, you know. Why not? They would, you know, they would be working, I'm sure, and helping the economy.
And that would be two more U.S. senators.
Yes, and, yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's a positive thing. I don't think there's anything horrible about it. I've not really researched it. But, you know, people, it says here, the far too long, the people of Puerto Rico have been excluded from the full promise of American democracy and self-determination that our nation has always championed. And that's true, you know. So I do remember, was that Trump that threw the paper towels, was that, it was in Puerto Rico, wasn't it?
Puerto Rico,
yeah. That was just, in Puerto Rico. That was pretty shitty, you know. It was crappy. I'll never forget that. You know, he took a roll of paper towels and threw them into a crowd of people that, you know, were just, their homes were just demolished. And that was his solution. As bad as the chlorine leak.
Yeah. And, you know, 3.2 million U.S. citizens live in Puerto Rico that lack equality mm-hmm. and do not have a fair representation on the federal government level and cannot vote in general elections in the United States.
Oh,
why is that? You know, they should get, they should get citizenship. I mean, nation, because they're not white. That's how I interpret it. You know,
yeah.
they're not white, so they're not going to get stated. And
yeah,
Republicans fear that Puerto Rico will vote overwhelmingly for Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they probably would, absolutely. You know, and that would be another reason to have them become the 51st state. You know,
mm-hmm.
that is for it isn't fair. If you have 3.2 million citizens, you know, that live on the island,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they can't vote. I mean,
mm-hmm.
wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, the last referendum that Puerto Rico had was in November 2020, with 53%
mm-hmm.
of votes for statehood and 47% against, with only a little more than
mm-hmm.
half of registered voters participating. You know,
mm-hmm.
so the proposed binding mm-hmm. referendum would be the first time a Puerto Rico current U.S. status as
mm-hmm.
a U.S. Commonwealth is not included as an option, a blow to the main opposition Popular Democratic Party, which opposes status quo.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, let's hope. You know, but
mm-hmm.
Do I think it's going to happen? More than likely, no.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, at least
mm-hmm.
they're trying. It makes sense
mm-hmm.
to do. Doesn't it? I mean, it does
yeah.
make sense.
And what do you think about D.C.? Should D.C. get citizenship as well? Or statehood?
I mean,
statehood.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Washington,
D.C.
Yeah, I don't know why that hasn't happened. I don't understand that either. Yeah, I think they
why?
Should,
because,
don't you?
Because Republicans... Republicans fear that they're overwhelmingly vote Democratic because, you know, a majority of black people and minorities live in Washington,
yeah.
D.C. So that's what they fear,
yeah.
and that's why they're holding it up in the Senate.
Yeah.
Do I have
always,
60
you know.
Votes to make them citizens? Or not citizens, statehood. I keep saying citizens,
mm-hmm.
statehood, just like Puerto Rico.
Yeah. I don't see why. I mean, I think it's a good thing. You know, they would have more people being able to vote. And you're probably right, though, because they would probably vote Democrat, of course. So you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sad to see that. I just want to change the subject for a moment. I was sad to hear, I should say, that Stephen Twitch Boss, you know, he was the DJ for the Ellen DeGeneres show. I don't know if you remember
mm-hmm.
him, David. Sad. He had a family. He had a good career. He was loved. He has friends, beautiful wife,
mm-hmm.
and he committed suicide. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just so sad because I feel like mental illness in this country is taboo. It's not talked about. It needs to be addressed, and we need to open the
mm-hmm.
curtain and really make some changes because, and that's what, this can be maybe a whole nother show, a whole nother topic,
mm-hmm.
but I would love to talk about it a little bit because I do feel
mm-hmm.
that mental illness needs to be addressed in this country. I feel it's important. I feel that things like these tragedies don't have to happen. If they have places to
mm-hmm.
go, talk to people, the resources and the stigma of being depressed and, you know, not thinking that you have, you know, any recourse, but to commit suicide is heartbreaking. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, there has to be something that's done about it in this country. Far
mm-hmm.
too many people die from suicide. It's very sad. And I,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
well wishes to his family and condolences. Very sad, just very sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, he had young children, though, so,
yeah.
you know.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He did,
I know money is not money is not equals happiness, you know, and a lot of people think when you're rich and have money, and, you know, everything is okay. But, you know, there is this thing called depression and anxiety and what have you, you know, and money don't equal happiness.
No. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it's nice to have, you know, the peace of mind to know that, oh, my bills will be paid, you know, this month, and I can put food on the table, and if we need to go out and if we need to buy birthday presents or whatever, you know, we can do these things and we can enjoy our lives. But when it takes over your life and it becomes the most important thing, sometimes people can't handle that. And yes, you're right. It does not buy happiness. It really doesn't.
Last thing on the agenda tonight is Governor Gretchen Whitmer, the Associated Press, reported that Joe Morrison, Pete Musico, and Paul Beller were convicted of providing material support to a terrorist act, which carries a maximum of 20 years. The federal government charged 6 men in October 2020 over the plot. And those 3 men who were mentioned just now were among 7 other men charged by Michigan's Attorney General for allegedly helping to plan it. So Morrison, Musico, and Bellar were also found guilty of gun violations and membership in a gang. They have been members of a paramilitary group known as Wolverine Watchmen. Do you know anything about Wolverine Watchmen?
No, I've honestly never heard of it.
I have to look them up.
One paramilitary group in the, you know, in this state and in other states, I am sure. And it's very sad that, you know, they went after, you know, our governor and, you know, were plotting to kill her, assassinate her. And all to the COVID restrictions. And she saved so many, you know. And yes, she was she was tough, but she followed through. And, you know, Michigan was one of the first states to rebound. And people just don't understand. And I am glad that they might get life sentences. So,
Well, actually, it reads here that Pete Musico got 12 years. Paul Beller got 7 years, and Joe Morrison got 10 years. So the big picture is the FBI started tracking the conspiracy to kidnap Governor Whitmer and violently attack and overthrow the state government in early 2020 through social media platforms and ultimately disbanded it. So the plot was a part was in part a response to Whitmer's implementation of the spread of COVID virus, like you said. Two men face possible life sentences over plot, while others receive prison sentences of 4 years, 2.5 years, and 2 men were also acquitted by the jury. Why did I acquit them? God knows.
I don't know.
And there is an emerging threat of the domestic violence extremists from Michigan, not only Michigan, but Florida.
All over the country.
From the deep red states, all over the country.
And, you know, we talked about this as well. You know, we talked about, you know, sabotaging the power grids. You know, that it's not that hard to do. Yeah, it's not that hard to do. Look at what happened in North Carolina. So, we have been and be vigilant. And I am really happy that, you know, the governor got, you know, received justice. And it was pretty swift. Justice, don't you think? I mean, it's not dragged on. You know, our attorney general is she is amazing. She is amazing.
So, I was hoping to get a life sentence. All of them that were involved, I was hoping to get a life sentence.
That would have been nice. Yeah. You know, that would have been nice, but it didn't happen.
Like examples of
something's better than nothing, right?
True.
You know. I don't know. I don't know exactly why that happened. I would have to read into it, you know. So, but I don't know. Do you think McCarthy's going to be Speaker of the House, or is he in trouble?
He is in trouble. What I'm hoping for is that some Republicans caucus with Democrats and put back Nancy Pelosi as Speaker. That will really kill Republicans. But I don't think that will happen. That's just literal thinking on my part.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want Jim Jordan to be Speaker of the House. I don't want Marjorie Taylor Greene, even though, you know, she has all the power, basically. McCarthy is just a figurehead. McCarthy is an idiot. Real fool.
What's with him? What happened to him? I mean, honestly,
He never had any spine. He never had any spine. He never had any spine. When he spoke to Congresswoman from Wyoming, what's her face? Cheney, Congresswoman Cheney.
Oh, Liz Cheney.
He was adamant, oh, yes, he's going to talk to Trump and tell him to resign. The very next day, he was known by Mar-a-Lago kissing Trump's ring. Or kissing Trump's ass.
That.
Let's just put it, call a spade a spade. You know, so he's talking on two sides of his mouth with no integrity, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He believes anybody who's in front of him, basically. No spine. I don't know how he walks there, but he has no spine. No testicular fortitude. You know, all
right,
the power is with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And who knows?
Well, something
maybe Trump. Maybe Trump will jump in the race because, according to the rules, anybody could be Speaker of the House. They don't necessarily have to be a member of the House to be Speaker of the House. So imagine, you know, if they elected Trump Speaker of the House, that puts Trump third in line to the presidency. And they did say during the campaign, and even now, especially Jim Jordan, saying that, hey, we want to impeach Biden, wants to impeach Vice President Harris, and look who's in the line for the presidency, the Speaker of the House.
Mm-hmm.
So if they elect, you know, Trump Speaker of the House, then he will ascend to the presidency, and all hell will break loose. But I don't think Trump is interested in being Speaker of the House, thank goodness. He doesn't have the attitude to be Speaker of the House. In other words, man is stupid. Just like the rest of the Republicans, stupid, ignorant, blissful ignorant.
It's just for their own gain, you know. Can you imagine that? That would be a nightmare. It's not going to happen because he'll be in prison. So he will be in prison, along with, I hope, a few more. You know.
Stephen Miller, that pace-of-face Nazi, should be in prison. You know, he really hates immigrants. What's her name? The former advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, or Kellyanne Conjab, as I call her. No integrity, no decency. There's so much of them. Steve Bannon, you know?
Yes, I know. It's just... It's sad, you know, it's sad. And I do blame, you know, Trump for opening the doors for all these criminals. You know, that's what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he only picked the best people. Do you remember that? I only picked the best people.
Criminals like himself. Like minds think alike.
Yeah.
Like minds think alike. Criminals.
Yes, they do.
That's all there. Yeah. Criminals.
Absolute criminals. You've got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my final thought is that hopefully good sense prevail and we'll have some results before, you know, this year ends, because a lot of big fish need to go to prison for the complacency they had for January 6th. Hopefully all those text messages and emails between Gina Thomas and Mark Meadows come out, and whoever the 30 other Congress people were, because some of these Congress people are going to have power, like Jim Jordan going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. That's scary right there, you know?
Yeah.
And good sense will prevail, because democracy and the Constitution is what it's all about, and nobody is higher than the Constitution of the United States. So Trump
is
in deep crap, and I hope he's convicted and thrown in federal prison for a long time. Make no deals with him.
No, absolutely. Agree.
Yeah, and send his three grown adult kids with him.
Because
they're rat bastards just like him. Especially Eric. Eric is such an idiot. You know?
Yeah, there's something wrong with him. He's not right.
Yeah.
He's not right now. Absolutely not right.
Yeah, not enough crayons in the pack with that guy up in the head. Yeah.
This is true.
Yeah.
Hey, you've got that right.
Excited. He's a few fries short of a full Happy Meal. Let's put it that way.
That's cute.
And why did Jared Kushner get $2 billion from the Saudis? Why?
Well, you know, that's gonna come. That's coming. So we know why.
But with Republicans taking over, I guess that that's where we're swept under the rug.
Yeah, we shall see.
But anyway. We're running out of time. We thank Pianca for calling. We thank everybody for listening, sharing on social media. It's facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We're not anti-social, just anti-stupid. And next week, we're going to have that lovely person that I spoke about earlier. We're looking forward to speaking with her, Rachel Murphy, about Azara. About her organization. It's called democratsworkforamerica.org. Check them out. They're good people. They're a 527 pack. And we're going to have her next Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Don't miss that. It'll be a good interview. All right. Good night, Lori. I'm David Franklin
in
New Mexico. Good night.
Good night. Lori Pickett in Michigan. Sleep well, everyone.
Join us again next week, Monday, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Time for another edition of Kitchen Politics 123. Good night and good luck.
Thank you.